tickets to the Forum 6 Tamworth and Wagga Wagga and the Odeon 5 Orange. It's the Talking Flickster podcast with JT and Grant Lee.
Now, Mr. Lee, you're shaking your head already, and we've only just started. So, what's wrong?
No, I was just watching you, and it was like, okay, let's get ready. We're going to start. And it was this long pause.
Yeah, well, my mind's on the job, Mr. Lee. I've got buttons to push over here, okay? I'm like you sitting over there doing absolutely nothing. So, I mean, I've got to make the show hum, Mr. Lee.
Hey, I have a pen that I've got to flick, so that's hard work.
And you don't even flick that much. No, you do the notes, Mr. Lee. I do appreciate that. You're a very hard worker, and I like to pay homage to you on this show with that. So,
thank you. And you do so much on the podcast, the post production. So yeah, we work well together. As long as we get the right notes sent to us, we're right, aren't we?
That's exactly right, Mr. Lee. This teamwork makes the dream work. I always say.
That's
our philosophy. Yeah. Anyway, now you have. You can take that one back to the Forum 6 and you can tell that to all your staff, yeah. And I loved you forever. Welcome to the Talk and Flickster podcast. JT here, Grant Lee as well. Mr. Lee, how are you going? School holidays are now over and done with.
Kind of back to normal. And it's great. I mean, it's very sad because it's really quiet, actually. It's, yeah.
Very nice. Well, you can breathe easy, Mr. Lee. Now you can go back to bludging. So let's get into this. Let's get into this movie for this week, Mr. Lee. It's called I Know What You Did Last Summer. Do you know what you did last summer, Mr. Lee?
No, I
don't. Do you know what you did yesterday?
No, I don't.
How about...
I have no idea. I tell you, I'm not with it today. Sorry.
I'm asking all the hard-hitting questions. How about, do you know what you did 27 years ago?
Yes, I do. I was at the theatre watching I Know What I Did Last Summer.
With a lot more hair. Yes. It was 27 years ago the first one came out with a very young Jennifer Love Hewitt and a young Freddie Prinze Jr. and Ryan Phillippe and Sarah Michelle Gellar. It went on to become, it was a cult slasher film, wasn't it? It was big.
And it scared a lot of people. A lot of people were like coming out of the movies because, I was at the movies when it was there. And they were scared. They were really, you could see the scared faces and all that. They're going, oh my God, I can't believe that happened and what he did. And it's like, yeah, okay.
So you were going to horror movies back then, were you, Mr. Lee?
Let me say I was a little bit more interested in them. And then I've matured since then.
Well, I was going to say, at what point did you become a pansy? I don't understand. What's changed? Okay, we do have somebody to review this awesome movie for us, and we'll introduce them next. Before we do, Mr. Lee, we should do, some formalities. We should listen to the trailer.
We should listen to the trailer.
Baby, you okay? Why don't you go upstairs and do that guided meditation you like?
Find a peaceful setting and close your eyes. Imagine a white light calling you.
Hello?
Now, feel that love entering your body and emanating out from your chest. Take a deep breath in and remember the energy you give to the universe. Always comes back to you.
Do you think this is some kind of karma for what we did?
What if someone saw what happened?
You need to handle this.
This isn't the first time there's been violence like this in Southport. It's not going to stop.
I need to start drinking.
Someone is coming after us. I need your help.
I just have one question.
What did you do last summer? This place is so beautiful, it makes me want to die.
Okay, let's welcome back our Disney princess. I mean, sorry, Chloe to the podcast.
Chloe. I knew you were going to say that.
Did you know?
This is far from Disney.
This is very far from Disney.
Yes. And you know what? We have sent you to so many Disney films or, you know, kiddie movies, and that's why we went, you know, and when you said you love this, we went, right, we've got to do it. We've got to send you to this and see what you think.
Yeah.
So let's start right off the bat. Did you see the original I Know What You Did Last Summer movies all those years ago?
I was 8 when the first one came out. So oh, I think it might have been a while before I watched the first one, but I rewatched them a bit. I rewatched it recently, only the first one. I can't remember the second one that much, but the first one was awesome.
Yeah. It's iconic, isn't it? Like, it's just one of those horror movies that, you know, it's wedged there. If you want to have a horror night, that's one of the ones that's got to come out in the collection. Then also, they followed it up with I Still Know What You Did Last Summer. That was the one where they traveled to the Bahamas. They kind of got tricked to go to the Bahamas on a tropical island, and there's the storm and the killer running loose. And so now, well, there has to be a third, and that's what we've got. So how do these stack up, Chloe? How are we stacking up the third in amongst the first two?
I didn't have many expectations, I suppose, because it's been, what do you say, 27 years? That's pretty nuts. And those guys have gone on to do some cool things, but I feel like I expected more because some of the originals were going to be back in it, and I thought, oh, this will be way better because of that. I think if it was a complete standalone, I don't know if I would have been excited to see it. I was interested to see how they, you know, developed and added them into the movie. But I think the original is still better. But this one was a little bit more scary, I think. Maybe the way the cinema stuff's come along with the music and the just the picture was, I don't know, it just looks different, looks more scary.
Well, you were saying before we started recording that, you know, the sound was a little bit different. You could hear a lot more happening before it actually happened, where in the original it didn't do that.
Yeah, it was creepy. I remember even just thinking you could hear the footsteps of the person, and I just don't remember that in the original ever hearing them chase or anything, and it was something that was the entire way through. That's all you could hear was footsteps, and every sound was so strong. Maybe it won't be like that at home watching, I don't know, but in a cinema it was, really quite scary. Maybe I should have watched it at midday instead of at like 9 o'clock at night.
Probably would have helped. In a horror movie, you've got to have jump scares. They are a must. Did you get plenty of those?
Yeah, there was a few like kind of ducking behind some chairs and sitting up a little bit. I'm a bit of a scaredy cat in general, but I don't watch many horrors at the movies. But because of the original, I'm liking it so much, it drew me in. But, yeah, it was definitely scary.
Which is a good thing because that's what you want. And being MA and it's a horror thriller, you expect it to be a bit scary. So do you think the balance between the horror and the suspense and all that did work well in this one?
It's weird that I didn't even realize it was a horror because it's not on some of the, like, I don't usually watch horrors. That's like in a really scary realm for me, but I would say this is definitely on the thriller side of things, which the original was too. You know, it keeps you guessing the whole time. And even in this, there's big twists at the end. It was one of those where you would get up to leave the movies and it'll roll in the credits a little bit. So you have to stay and watch it. Yeah, it was good twists at the end. And I don't know, I think it's open to another movie.
Some good advice there. Lots to unpack here. Let's go right back to the start. So I Know What You Did Last Summer, the original, you had, Southport. That's where a lot of the murders took place. Okay, let's fast forward 27 years. We've got a new movie here. We're back in Southport again, I believe, and a similar storyline?
Yeah, back in Southport, although it doesn't look the same. It's very new age, gentrified, kind of richy riches, where I think in the original it was really like seaside town,
yep,
working class, kind of back roads type vibe. And similar storyline, I suppose, yeah, they're in the same area, same road even. It happens a little bit differently at the start, though, which I was glad, because you could kind of see that what was going to happen, and I thought, oh, wait, is this just going to be the same as the original? But I feel like in the original, you kind of felt through the movie like they kind of deserved some of the stuff because of what they did at the start. So it's like this like moral thing the whole way through. But in this one, what they did wasn't, I don't think it was as bad. So you kind of felt like, oh man, these guys are really getting it for no reason.
Yeah, it was bad in the first one, wasn't it? I mean, pushing someone off a cliff is probably not really advised, is it?
Well, no, like they didn't even know they were dead and then got rid of the body and like tried to kill them again. Like that's kind of dodgy. In this one, it was just like you could see it being a complete accident. You know, there was drink driving, or not, you know, Freddie wasn't drink driving in the original, but there was idiots mucking around in the car and things like that. But this one, it could happen to anybody. You could see it happening.
Oh, see, that's a bit scary. And that makes it more real too.
Makes it worse. Yeah. Totally makes it worse.
And those sort of things that's what scares me, is because those sort of things, they can be real, and you think, oh, they could come and get me, you know, like that's mm-hmm. where, when it's, you know, The Blob, or, you know, that movie, or The Killer Tomatoes, yes, you know, that's not real.
That's exactly right. They're always the worst movies, I think, to watch. Like, yeah. Oh my God, that could totally happen to me.
So you were saying off the podcast earlier that the killing scenes, the murder scenes, are a lot more graphic. I'm guessing the hook's back.
Yeah. I think it's definitely because I suppose I don't want to give too much away, but it's not as related to the person in this movie as it was in the original, so it didn't make as much sense. But I think they're trying to pay like homage to the original murders in some way, maybe like bring attention to them. So, you know, they're putting that on a little bit. Like it doesn't make as much sense. Like the original guy was a fisherman and owned a fishing boat and tried to, like, you know, hide the bodies like they were all in his fishing boat, whereas this one it's like they display the bodies out in the public. So it's kind of get a little bit of attention, I think, and maybe revisit some of the stuff from the original.
Well, speaking of the original, we mentioned earlier Jennifer Love Hewitt's character, Julie James, and Freddie Prinze, Ray Bronson, both of these guys are back. Okay, so how important is their role in the film? Like, how much do you actually see of them? Is it a fairly prominent role, or is it one where they just make a bit of a cameo?
I feel like I would have liked to have seen them in it more. Sarah Michelle being in it a little bit, but I feel like Jennifer Love Hewitt plays like a psychologist that they go to for help because they feel like, you know, the murders are similar to their ones. But I think it's like the town's forgotten them, and they've kind of, one of them's gotten out, one of them stayed, and they don't want really anything to do with it. So you don't see them a whole lot. Freddie Prinze is in there a little bit, but I feel like they could have been in there more. I don't know. Maybe. Yeah. Maybe in the next one.
You got to think, when you've got like a director who's making this film and the writers that sit down and look at it, how important it is to bring some of those original characters back, because they did a great job of that in Scream. Cindy Prescott, you know, obviously there was maybe one movie where she didn't feature, but then, you know, just putting her in just for a little bit, you know.
Even Courtney Cox and stuff was still in
Courtney
that.
Courtney Cox, like,
They kept it going. And I think it anchors it nicely. If it makes sense and it anchors it, I think it works well. And it did it made sense in this. But I feel like Freddie was one of the better characters out of all of it, which is why I thought he should have been in there more, because it's super, super different character to what you remember in the original. But I suppose they were only young. But he was the baby face, you know, nerdy, nice guy in the first one. It was interesting to see what he was like after 27 years or whatever. It was cool.
And he's actually a bar owner now, so he runs a bar. So obviously he has grown up quite a bit.
Yeah, well, he was only working on his dad's fishing boat, I think, in the original after he finished school. But he's kind of a bit of a mentor too to some of the kids. And I think in this, you know, he's kind of advising them on how to get out of the situation they're in, based on the playbook that happened in the first, I think.
We've spoken a lot about, obviously, you know, Jennifer Love and Freddie Prinze. Let's talk about some of the characters in the new movie. A lot of them not really well known. How did you reckon they did? Because you've got Madeline Klein, Chase Sue Wonders, Jonah Hoyer King. You know, there's a lot of names here that could potentially do big things, I would imagine. How would you look at the acting, you know, in this one from those characters?
I didn't mind them. Madeline Klein was funny. That's the blonde girl, the main
bit of a
girl.
Ditz.
It was kind of a bit of humor with her. She's always making jokes, even like when she's, you know, being beaten or something. She's like, I think she might be the one that says, like, I can die or something in this place, or it's so hot I'm going to die, or whatever it was in the clip. She's pretty funny. Or she's the one where you listen to the meditation at the start. She's got the meditation on, and there's a murder happening downstairs. She's really funny. And doesn't really take anything kind of too seriously, but ditzy. But I actually really like the guy that plays her fiance, Tyreek, I think you said. He did pretty well in that as well. I liked him. But it would have been good. Maybe there was no other originals from what I can see from the first movie except the two that we already mentioned. So they haven't. They're not even the new characters aren't related even. Like, it's, you know, in Scream you see her niece is the main character or whatever it is. And in these ones it's like they barely even know those people. They talk about them like it's an urban legend. It's like not even my cousin went to school with that person or whatever. There's no links except with Freddie Prinze, who owns the bar.
So if you were a fan of the original, do you think you would be going, oh, wow, that was really good for this version of it? Or,
If I was somebody who'd never seen the original, I would be probably way more impressed with it, I think. Or you know, an 18-year-old now. But because, like you said, the original was such a cult movie, which is the problem when you remake those kind of movies, like it's very hard to beat them, which maybe they shouldn't be aiming to beat them, I suppose, because it's not going to happen. But, like, I liked the new Screams. I mean, maybe not all of them, but the first one they did after it had been off for a while was good. I don't know.
So was there anything that scared you, without giving anything too much away if it is a spoiler, but was there something you didn't expect that was going to happen and then you went, oh, wow, I didn't see that happening? Because a lot of horrors, and I have to say, you know, JT and I went and saw Final Destination, and there was number five, was it, JT? Number
six.
Five, I think it was.
Six.
Yep. And there were things that you knew, oh, yeah, okay, that's going to happen, and then it didn't, and then something else happened. So it was like, oh, wow, okay, this is freaky.
Yeah, definitely happened at the end. I thought it was over. I thought, oh, yeah, that makes sense, good ending, and then nope. It kept going, and you could see something else was going to happen, and then maybe you could piece it together, but it wasn't until the very end that happened, and it kind of was like, oh, my God, I can't believe that happened. I can't believe they did that.
Were you happy with the ending? Like, you know, would you look and go, you know what, I'm satisfied?
It's left it open for another one, which is kind of cool because I like that, but I don't really. You'll know if you watch it. You won't. I didn't like the ending, but that's maybe giving too much away.
Well, if it stays true to the first two, then the fisherman gets away. That's what's going to happen. I'm just saying.
Well, yeah, that seems pretty obvious. Like, the killer is probably going to live. You never actually know, though. They just leave it. Like, they leave it. You think, oh, yeah, maybe, and there's reference to it. But you don't see, you don't know, but it's if we're following the formula. And I feel like in every of the other movies, two people survived.
Yes.
Yeah. That's
true.
Pretty much the same formula in this one too, I think. But this one, they kill off way more people than the original, and they're people that, like, the fisherman only kill people that wronged him, whereas this one – there's a few more people like collateral damage that get killed, which it's like kind of just like a giant killing spree. So you don't really know who's going to get it, which is the surprising part, I suppose, as you're going through.
That's the best part, is the killing spree. Like, the more people to kill, the better, right? That's what you want in a horror movie.
I suppose.
But
if you think of the original, that's not the killing that I remember. It's the suspense stuff, like the crabs in the back of the car, or the, you know, like the note, or the cutting of the hair while she's asleep. It's the bits that get you, not actually them dying.
I like it when you've got a slasher where the deaths are dragged out a little bit more. You get to know the character a bit more. Yeah. When they're getting killed off too quickly, it's like we're running out of people here, so it's going to finish quickly. So can we make it a bit longer, please? Or put, you know what, if they want to kill more people, then put more people in it.
Well, there are more people in this one, and I feel like, that kind of happened a little bit. Like it was very quickly from the start, and like it wasn't a whole lot of dangling like the original, dangling you along a little bit.
Can I just say, isn't that what we call extras? They're the ones that are meant to be all killed, so you don't need to know the backstory of the extras. It's the main characters that we don't want to die that we want to know the backstory. So that's why we have
extras.
And
the extras. Two main ones, we'll learn more about them in the next movie, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. So true.
Yeah.
Yes.
And the runtime's pretty good too. We're looking at a bit over 2 hours, which is good. That's and looking at the runtimes of the previous movies, this is definitely on the longer front. So you did mention more people to kill, so that probably explains the reason
priority,
why.
Priorities.
Yeah, that longer movie. I wonder if it costs to make a longer movie. The longer the movie goes, the more it costs.
I don't know, because so much goes on the cutting room floor.
Yeah.
And so they could, they could make it longer with all that they shoot and how many scenes that do get cut that have nothing to do with it. And I remember seeing movies that, you think, oh, why is that person, all dirty now? And you found out later that they'd actually been crawling through under a tunnel and they cut that whole scene out. And then all of a sudden they appear and they're all dirty and you go, they can make things longer if they want, but then would you want to sit there for any longer than 2 hours watching a horror film? Yeah.
Two hours is long. I could do it.
It didn't feel that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would too.
Oh, that's good.
Depending on what.
If you're enjoying it, it's good. If you're not enjoying it, then you just can't wait for it to be over because you just want to get out. That was me with Murder on the Orient Express. I will never watch that movie again. I fell asleep. Too long and boring.
Avatar. Oh my God, Avatar. God.
Oh yes, yeah. I don't know.
It takes them 10 years to make the blooming thing.
It's a double-edged sword, isn't it? Like, it really is. Now, we have a question from last week's Flickster George, and this is what he would like to know.
The word Summerween has been thrown around a lot at the moment, and I just want to ask, what is your favourite Summerween movie?
Oh, we love his accent, Mr. Lee.
I love the accent. That sounds cool.
It's great.
It does, doesn't it? Oh, I'd love to have an accent like that.
We need to meet George, I reckon. We need to invite him on.
Oh, I think we do. Yeah. And get him to teach us how to speak British. Like that.
Yes. So, Summerween.
Yeah, because I've never heard someone say Summerween before.
It's great. He's done a great job. And so, you now get to answer the question, Chloe. What do you reckon? Do you have a Summerween movie? Now, by the way, as well, we should point out for those not sure what a Summerween movie is. It's a horror movie that was released around summertime. So it could be summer camp, summer vacation.
Which is interesting because I don't remember any summer movie that was in the winter. Like they're all nice weather movies, I feel like, aren't they? I don't know. I feel like this movie would be mine. I was going to say that or Scream, but I don't remember Scream being a summer movie. But I Know What You Did Last Summer would be mine.
It's a good one. Oh,
nice and boring.
Yeah.
That's a good pick.
Yeah. Well done.
Pretty boring. Scream's a close second, but I don't know if that can be counted.
Yeah, no. Okay, so we've come to that time now, Chloe. Let me just duck over to the freezer for one moment. it's a lot easier to open this week than last week, JT.
It was a bit icy last week.
out of five Choc Tops, Chloe, how many are you going to give this movie?
I'm going to give it 3.
Okay.
Oh, that's good.
Not bad, not bad. It's not a Disney. Yeah. It's not a Disney review, but, you know.
No, if it was Disney, Chloe, it would have got 5. Because that's usually how it goes. But this is good because there is some room to move here. And as you said, like, it's very hard when you've got an original. When you're comparing it to an original, it's very hard.
Yeah. Oh, it's very
and
hard.
It's so
and you know, sometimes. Yeah. And that's why I was saying earlier, sometimes it's probably best not to call it the same name. Call it something totally different if you're going to go down that track.
Well,
and you know, even TV right. shows. Yeah, TV shows, they've done it. You know, Mother and Son. I don't know whether you saw the new one. It was nothing like the original. They shouldn't have called it that. They could have called it something else. And yeah, but anyway, I digress. So next week we've got Eli going off to watch Fantastic Four, First Steps. Do you have a question that you would like to ask Eli, please, Chloe?
Well, I like that movie. So I wanted to know how the new cast compares to actors that have played the same roles in the past, because there's been quite a few of those movies.
Mm,
well, there's yes. been a 2 or 3 movies and then like a – I can't remember. I was reading about it and there was like 3 maybe?
Yeah, I think there was 3 beforehand. And there's been a few different people play Reed Richards as well. So, yeah.
Well, yeah, and Storm, like I can think of – yeah. Well, I'm thinking Jessica – like I can remember the Jessica Alba
oh. –
One with Chris 2. Evans. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. So,
yeah. No, good question. It'll be interesting. We'll find out. We'll ask Eli next week after he sees it this weekend.
Yeah.
Hopefully he's watched the others.
Yeah. Or hopefully he hasn't watched the others and he goes in it with, you know, fresh eyes, then goes fresh and watches eyes. The others after. Yeah. Yeah. So
you need fresh eyes.
It's definitely. So hard to get that now, though, the fresh eyes thing, because of, like, all the streaming. Like, you know, before you'd actually have to have rented a DVD, but now you could just randomly run into it and watch it.
Yeah, which is not good for Blu-ray sales or anything like that, anyway.
No, it's not going to be good for reviewing when we don't want to talk about originals.
Well, if you want to be a Talking Flick star, head on over to forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au and you can be joining us just like Chloe has done and Eli will do next week. Chloe, great to have you back on once again. And it's so nice to have you here doing something that's not Disney. So
thank you.
So next time we see you, we'll send you back to Disney again. So how's that sound?
Yeah, I'd like that. I need something to bring me back down from the freakiness of that.
Yeah,
hopefully
yeah.
Hopefully next time you guys aren't so nice to each other. That was weird.
Oh, I know. Yes. Well, see, Mr. Lee, he's you know, we haven't been doing many Wednesdays lately, so
no.
I feel like he was doing it to get away from me. So I'm trying to be nice to him now, and you know.
Yeah, it's just not right. I feel like there's something coming along that I'm not going to enjoy. So
yeah, it's all sense of security. You're going to get it.
Yes. Yes.
Well,
yes.
The good news is, Chloe, Friday's show is coming up and I'll probably carve them up again. So
nice.
I hope he enjoys it. Speaking of Friday's show, Mr. Lee, do you want to fill us in? What have we got? You should know this. I'm going to ask the question.
Yeah, and I actually am prepared this time. So I've got some news about Devil Wears Prada 2 and some news also about Lilo and Stitch. And, of course, Fantastic Four, First Steps. It opens this Thursday right around, and I cannot wait to watch it. I'm excited. I'm watching it Thursday night, so there you
all
go.
Right. Well, I didn't ask for everything that's on the show. I just wanted a quick look. Jesus Christ. We've got to go, Mr. Lee.
Okay, see ya.
Okay,
bye. Thanks, Chloe.
Bye. See ya, guys.
Want more Talking Flicks? Get your fix with every episode anywhere, anytime. Just search Talking Flicks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.